We don't believe you, cause we the people are still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you.
Welcome back. I'm Mark Gunnery for The Mark Steiner Show, and I'm here with Brandon Soderberg, deputy editor and arts editor for the City Paper, for our weekly look at the current issue of the City Paper. And Brandon, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So what is in this week's issue?
Okay, this week's issue is the second part of our holiday-themed issues. 2 weeks ago, we had our holiday gift guide. And this week we have the kind of sequel to that, which is a holiday events guide, which just is a quick City Paper-esque opinionated dive into all the stuff happening for the holidays. Events like the Hanukkah festival and, Duke Ellington's Nutcracker, which is actually really cool and great. Mm-hmm. And then some other things like the other things we've added. For example, crying is one because the world is very bad right now. and then we have some other holiday related stuff. There's a called it a kind of Christmas not Christmas movies list, kind of a alternate list of holiday movies to the staples like Christmas Story, or to some extent people always watch Die Hard around the holidays because it takes place around the holidays. So we have a list of 25 more kind of obscure deep cut holiday movies by a writer named Sean McTiernan, who kind of did a similar thing for us for Halloween issue with Halloween horror movies. Two that come to mind are he recommends watching the Christmas-themed episode of Homicide, Life on the Street, which is one in which a man dressed like Santa is shot and his son is upset about it. It's a good, heavy Christmas story. And then a 60s...
That's a De La Soul song, too.
Yes. Also, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Millie pulled a pistol on Santa. And then there is a... and another one that makes me think of is Blast of Silence, which is an early 60s noir that Criterion Collection reissued a couple of years ago that takes place during the holidays. And then there's also a piece by me about Christmas music, specifically the country singer Casey Musgraves put out a record called A Very Casey Christmas that's actually really interesting and cool. She's kind of an interesting modern country figure in that she's well-liked by snobby critics like me and regular people as well. But it's kind of a smart Christmas record in a lot of ways. In particular, there's ways in which she's maybe – I read it as a little bit of maybe trolling country music. There's a cover of Feliz Navidad on it, which seems especially loaded in the Trump era. And then I kind of talk about some other things. For example, I always go back to James Brown's Christmas songs, many of which like talk about Christmas, but take the scenic route, and on the way there remind you that the country is very racist. So I kind of talk about this. And of course you have the Charlie Brown Christmas, which is the saddest thing ever recorded in the history of man. But the thing that's really cool in this issue, I'd say, is a really long and in-depth piece about Tupac Shakur by Travis Kitchens called Unfortunate Son. It kind of moves through Tupac's whole life and parallels it with his mother Afeni Shakur's life and her involvement in the Panthers and activism. And Tupac's how that informed his music, and specifically focused on Tupac in Baltimore. You know, he lived on 3955 Greenmount Avenue as a kid, and Travis sees how that informed his music, especially once Tupac went to the West Coast and became a notable rapper that we all know. And it is the 20th anniversary of Tupac's death this year, and the 20th anniversary of his last record that was put out while he's alive, All Eyes on Me. And specifically, there's some interesting right-wing connections in there because of Tupac was sort of one of the many attacks of the right wing in the early 90s that are based on rap music, gangster rap, you know, police shootings, that this music was encouraging violence. So there's a lot of parallels to right now in there.
What's some of your favorite Christmas music?
As I mentioned, I really like the James Brown Christmas stuff a lot. I like the subversive stuff, and the Vince Guaraldi Charlie Brown stuff is really strong. Prince is Another Lonely Christmas, if you know that one. That's a great song. Sadness is also part of Christmas, I feel like, and that's a good song for that. And we're also still, I think, mourning Prince. Another sad one would be Last Christmas by Wham is a really good one. I really kind of like the artists that have tapped into that melancholy. There's a lot of in going back to the Musgraves record, it's sort of this interesting compromise between a really craven, just like you put out a Christmas record because they sell, and trying to do what she wants to do with it. There's a duet with Willie Nelson on that record that's about getting high on Christmas. Mm-hmm. And like I said, there's kind of these specific there's some like Tejano music nods on the record. And she's from Golden, Texas. So I think she's really trying to and she's sort of known as, I'd say, almost like a libertarian country musician. She's sort of progressive, although she's also said some really dumb stuff about guns. But there's an interesting tension I think she's trying to do, and finding that in a Christmas record is kind of fascinating. And especially I think the record kind of captures what the holidays is for a lot of us, which is there's a sense we listen to the record of her having to go through the motions to get to what she wants to do. And I feel like in a lot of ways for so many of us that could be the holidays. There's these obligations, there's this thing you have to do or investigate or explore because you're supposed to, or you gotta sit there and listen to your aunt who voted for Trump or whatever. I don't know. But she kind of navigates that, gives you what you need in a Christmas record or want or supposedly need, and then gives you what you're supposed to have, and then maybe gives you what you need would be a better way of saying it. It's a really interesting record, and she's a really interesting figure. And I can't help but tie everything to Trump. But there's something very interesting about like where country music sits, like mainstream country music, and what she's kind of doing to, I think, subtly subvert expectations or maybe poke some of her listeners a little bit.
Cool. I will check that out. So that is Brandon Soderberg, deputy editor and arts editor for the City Paper. And Brandon, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our senior producer is Mark Gunnery. Our producer is Imani Spence. Our research producer is Calvin Perry. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. And send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. To podcast the Mark Steiner Show and share it with your friends, visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.